Chain of fools, indeed, I should say. Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back if you are rejoining us. I am talking about the laundry list of insane things that Donald Trump has been doing since he has taken office. And before the end of the show today, specifically at the top of the 3 o'clock hour, I'm going to tell you what it all means. And please, please do not mistake, on occasion, my tone of voice for my endorsement or thinking that I approve or that any of this is normal. And I'm going to give you what the punchline is, right? What does this mean? Where is it all coming from? And it's not just, oh, he's reading out of the Project 2025 playbook. That's, of course, true. But where does it come from? What does it mean? And what do we do about it? I'm going to tell you all that at 3 p.m. But we got to get through the list of the stuff, right? We have to know, okay, what is it that we're talking about? Because it's coming at us so fast, so furious, with such grave scope and potential impact on all of our lives, that it's important, at least to me, and I hope to each and every one of you, that we've got this list together. So we left off with the DEI attacks, which does not have a salient definition. When conservatives are asked what it is, they struggle to even name the thing. And let's not forget that the acronym stands for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. Bring me your poor, your weak, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, but no equity and inclusion about it. Not even the diverse part anymore. And I'm going to get to Gitmo. I'm going to get to concentration camps. I'm going to get to the deportation of actual U.S. citizens. All that's coming. But lest we forget that while they claim to be about meritocracy, and put a pin down here, remember this, Republicans, Donald Trump, Elon Musk, MAGA, claiming to be about meritocracy, they aren't really. It isn't about meritocracy. And lest we be confused about that, you need only review the president's nominees to these various cabinet positions to know that it's not about meritocracy. And, you know, some new sound from RFK himself talking about Donald Trump and the MAGA movement. Shall we take a listen since his nomination got advanced out of the Senate's Health and Human Services Committee today, and he will now be up for a full Senate vote to help control our nation's vaccine program, which he has derided for decades? Let's take a listen, my dear producer, Calvin.
You know, one of the things that you write so beautifully, and your stuff is so fun to read, but you write about Trump. Quote, the way that you build a truly vicious nationalist movement is to wed a relatively small core of belligerent idiots to a much larger group of opportunists and spineless fellow travelers whose primary function is to turn a blind eye to things. We may not have that many outright Nazis in America, but we have plenty of cowards and bootlickers. And once those fleshy dominoes start tumbling into the Trump camp, the game is up. When you talk about fleshy dominoes, Chris Christie comes to mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness. So this is not a grouping of like-minded freedom warriors. That's not what this is not about, credibility and provable qualifications for positions. This is about, he got this part right, about opportunists, those that are willing to trade their values and fundamental commitment to serve the public for increased power, exposure, and money, and, you know, Nazis and racists. Fair grouping of both. But let's continue with the list, shall we? Full-out attacks on free speech. Again, they say they're about free speech. No, they're not. You can tell this because Donald Trump has basically sued everyone under the freaking planet who has dared to criticize him. He sued Meta, which cut him a check for $25 million, even though Trump had zero chance in hell of ever succeeding in the lawsuit. ABC, check for $15 million. Paramount's got a lawsuit. It just goes on and on and on. He wants to be able to sue people in the media that say mean things about him. That's not the way the law works. So full-on assault on free speech and the First Amendment. Oh, by the way, he's instructed the Federal Communications Commission to investigate CBS. Not kidding you. Not how the First Amendment works, everybody. Also, the Defense Department just ordered four major news organizations, including the New York Times, to give up their longstanding office space in the Pentagon in favor of, you know, like Breitbart News and all these other, what I'm going to call swamp machines. Let's keep, I got to get through all these because there's so many. Tariff trade war. Yep, that's going on. It's maybe been waylaid for with Mexico and Canada, but China, we're in a full-out trade war. Tax cuts for billionaires when it should just be tax cuts for the middle class. Deportations of people, some without criminal records at all, even though he said that that's who they were going to prioritize. We're now using Guantanamo Bay to put these folks. So, yeah, concentration camps, that's great. And El Salvador has now agreed not only to take deportees, but U.S. citizens convicted of felonies, which I forget the constitutional provision that allows us to deport U.S. citizens. They're going to eliminate the Department of Education. Oh, and FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. That's a good idea. He's made the Department of Justice totally political. We got the pardons. We've got the firing of federal prosecutors. We got the firing of FBI agents, the purges, the loyalty pledges, all of that, and so much more. Of course, the FBI also under attack. We've got some pushback, especially from the FBI agent out of top agent out of New York, basically saying, I'm not going to go and I'm not going to reassign people. That's a fight of brewing. And of course, we've got these resignation offers with reporting today that he is planning on mass firings across the entirety of the federal government. By the way, he's fired two commissioners from the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, as well as its general counsel. He fired one of the only Democrats on the National Labor Relations Board, its general counsel and its deputy general counsel. Don't forget the IG firings and those loyalty pledges for those that want to apply for a job in this new Trump federal government, which I don't know what it's going to look like. That's what the list is. I'm going to add to it with your text when we come back to this topic at 3 o'clock. But coming up next, we got Dan Schaefer with the State Slate. There's a few things going on right here in Wisconsin that we got to talk about. Keep it locked. My name's Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. State Slate is next. What's going on right here at home and what it means to you and yours coming up next.